It was a good game. I suppose we had a certain game plan, you know, that we felt we executed quite well, I suppose. Took a bit of real quality to kind of score against us. So from a defence point of view, we're happy enough that way. Like, you know, we worked quite hard in our shape and what we wanted to do, and I suppose we kind of carried it out and got a vital away goal as well. So it sets us up nicely enough for Thursday.
Big night on Thursday night. Hopefully a big crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to be gathering that way, you know, just on people getting on to me for texts, for tickets and all the rest. So it seems to be getting a bit of momentum now. Really caught the imagination of the people, core public. So, listen, in my experience of these nights, they're fantastic, you know. So I just encourage everyone to come down and really get behind the team. And we've seen in the past where we've needed the crowd to get us over the line, you know, certain games in Europe, home to Djurgårdens Gardens, that kind of way, you know. So I just encourage everyone to come down and come and watch us play as well.
What did you think of the opposition the other night?
They
were patchy, weren't they?
They were maybe a bit caught by surprise, I think, you know, by us, like, and the way we went about things. Expecting probably to up their game a little bit come Thursday. Thought the front three were quite lively, you know. But in saying that, we did create opportunities and we hope to do the same now on Thursday.
They don't have any kind of big men up front. They seem to be small, kind of fast, nippy players. They were hard to handle, were they, on that surface, like?
Yeah, they were. They were, yeah. They had a lively front three, you know, that kind of moved around and rotated as well between themselves, and they were kind of looking to try and play balls between us as a back four, and kind of tested us a bit more that way. But I think we'd done our homework and we were well prepared and kind of tried to keep things as tight as possible, and I think it worked quite well on the night. But Thursday now might be a little bit different.
Morale in the camp?
Excellent, to be honest. I probably sat here, but I'd say maybe at the start of the season I talked about the quality of the young players coming through, you know, and I spoke about people coming down now to see players like Sean Maguire and Kev O'Connor and Stephen Dooley and all these fellas who are absolutely flying, you know. So playing some real entertaining football, we're out in training, I can't keep up with them anymore, you know, they're flying around the place. So it's from our point of view, everybody's really in good form and really look forward to the game.
And you retained possession quite well on Thursday night, which is going to be another key, I think, to this game as well.
Yeah, that was kind of the other side then. Obviously, what we were doing when we didn't have the ball was quite obvious. And then when we had the ball, it was probably maybe a bit more subtle. You know, we wanted to try and play between the lines maybe a bit and move the ball a bit quicker and stuff. So, listen, we have the players to do it. We have the intelligence to do it. We have good players, you know, all over the pitch, so... absolutely, there'll be times on Thursday where we'll have to take the sting out of things and keep the ball for a little bit, which we're well capable of doing, but also we can go ahead and attack at pace as well, so it's excellent for us, you know.
And you obviously expect them to come at you now from minute one on Thursday night?
I think so. I think they'll come out and there will be probably moments of pressure, I suppose, and me, Kenny, Nults and two fullbacks will have to kind of stand up to that and see those kind of periods out. When you kind of come into these games, it's all about concentration, you know, it's all about, because it's just another level up from kind of what we play maybe week to week, and it's real, you got to really concentrate, you know. So that's what we'll be doing, and we'll be constantly communicating with each other and talking all the time, and it'll keep us on our toes, you know.
How many European games is this for you now, Thursday?
I have no idea.
No?
No idea.
Many of them.
I need Marky here, he's the stats man. He'd be able to tell me straight off. I've no idea, Roar. Sorry.
That's all right. Those European nights are to watch you sort of stand up really in the players' career, I suppose, I think, when you're looking back in it afterwards.
They are, yeah. They are, Noel, you know. They're real special occasions, you know. They obviously...
They're probably what you work for as well throughout the season, are they? To qualify in the first place and all, so on.
Yeah, we put all this work in last year, you know, to qualify for Europe for these kind of occasions, you know. Like, we went away towards the end of the back end of last season away at Pats, and, you know, it was quite a shift that we put in with Europe in mind, you know. So now we're seeing and enjoying, I suppose, what we've created, what this group has created as a team and what this club has created over the last few years. And for me, as I said before, this is where the club should be all the time in my mind, you know, and pushing on further. And that's where it was when I was here before. I know all the stuff, look, that's all gone under the bridges in between, but in my mind, this is where this club should be, season in, season out. And we'll progress, and I think we're learning as a group. And as I said, I've said here, this is a really, really exciting group at the moment, and a real focus and a will to win, you know. Like, after all said and done, all the patterns of play, all the shape, all the set pieces, everything, sport comes down to who wants it most in the end of the day, really, like, you know. So as a group of players, we really want it, and that's what
we've had a couple of famous nights there. Obviously you mentioned your guard, probably tonight be another one.
Yeah, similar enough, kind of, as I suppose, the way it's kind of looking. Like, we went away there, and we drew 1-1 and yeah, and came back to Turner's Cross then and got through 0-0. So, from those days, all I can remember is the people at the games, honestly, like, and because of the way we set up and the support and the crowd, and we'll need that again 100% Thursday, like.
They'll have to go at some stage, I'll want that, because obviously they need a goal, so... And you have the players to hurt, and you've got a few chances over there in the first leg. And the likes of McGuire, the Farmies, and Dooley in particular will cause them a few problems.
Yeah, absolutely, Trev, yeah. They will. Whether they'll start from minute one, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, you know. But like, as I said, we have the players that can counter-attack quite well, you know. Sean is an excellent option in terms of retention of the ball, so we can move up the pitch. Dooley just glides across the pitch in my mind, you know. I hate being 1v1 of them in training. I run backwards as quick as I can, you know. So these kind of lads in the form they're in, and we have lads on the bench that can come on and do the same thing. The squad is real strong, you know. You're looking at players like Danny, Carl Shepherd, Marky Sullivan, or Burson Trinkin as well. So we'll have to wait and see what they do, but I know how we'll set up, and we're
really the positive thing out as well for the first leg is that we were saying to John a little ago that there are big chances come from our mistakes, didn't it? From City's mistakes, in the first leg. You know, they didn't have too many chances, say, but the chance we gave them, really.
Yeah, we've spoken about that as a team, you know, we've spoken about that. So, that's just, I suppose, lads trying to play, which is the right thing to do, but maybe just making the wrong decision at the time. And if you can eradicate those and keep them to a minimum, makes it a lot easier, you know. So, it's something we're conscious of, yeah, and it's something we're working on. So there is times that you do need players to be brave, though, and want the ball and look for the ball. And they're the real key moments in games, you know. So we have players of good mental strength that can do that.
Reflecting on your own career, you kind of got moved in out of the back of two great games against Nikola Zizic, was it?
Zizic.
6'8".
About that.
For so, like, there's opportunity for the younger players maybe to get a move as well if they can impress somebody.
Yeah, look, sure, look, I've spoken about the exposure that Europe gives you, you know, it's across the board. Everybody watches these games, you know, all across Europe, like, so for lads who are motivated by that, well, then this is the opportunity for them, you know. For guys who are progressing along, my advice to them would be not to think too far down the line, because when it happened to me at the time, I was just thinking, focused on the game, if I'm brutally honest. Like, at the time, there was a few clubs we mentioned, you know, so I just found it easier to just train away, focus on games, play, and just enjoy yourself, because these are squads that you're in that you don't come across too often, you know. So if lads move on, whatever, good luck to them, but, like, just enjoy this moment, these moments as they come along. That's all I can say.
And for Nolfield, then, like yourself, they're a bonus, aren't they?
They're absolutely a bonus, yeah. I'm just happy to be out there, you know.
And then back to Thursday night, and with City having the away goal, obviously the pressure is on BK Hacking. They have to score, you know. But I think as a defence, you're prepared for that onslaught early in the game, perhaps. Are you expecting that? You know, John says, you know, you're not going out to play for a nil-all draw. You're going out to win the game as well.
Yeah.
The pressure is on BK Hacking. They have to score.
They'll have to come out, yeah. They'll have to come out at some point. Whether they come out in the first minute, we'll have to wait and see. But we are prepared for what they will try to do. And we try and counteract that as best we can as a defensive unit, you know, and trying to pose our game on it as well. It's you know, we as I say, we can only prepare ourselves, you know, as best we can. So that's what we'll be kind of looking to do.